He's my kind of PR guy, I have to say. Bobby Moynihan from Mr. Mayor is joining us on the line to talk about the NBC show. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, how are you, man?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good,
good. Now, I have to say, we work with comms and PR people every day, and you're not that far off, let me tell you, all right? There is some legitimacy to how you're portraying a communications department.
That's scary. That's amazing.
That's, I think, what makes communications and PR fun, is that it's just off-the-wall personalities and people who you just sort of look at from a distance and go, wow, you're fascinating, but how?
Yeah, those are the funnest characters to play, I think. But there seems to be a lot of them in politics.
Well, absolutely. And that's the funny thing, too. Aside from all of the nastiness of the Trump administration, I almost wonder how many of your characters were based on these clueless... Well, anyway, we won't get into that, okay?
I actually don't think it's a lot. I think it's a lot more... It's less about politics and a lot about... More about people who... are just trying to do a good job, but maybe aren't.
Absolutely. It's an unintentional cluster F, maybe. That's a good way to say it.
Yeah.
You know, in case somebody hasn't seen the show, I mean, this is the kind of comedy that I like. It's not that the characters are setting up punchlines for each other. I mean, this is a fast show. At one point, I have to say, I think I read an email on my phone for about 15 seconds, and I missed a bunch because you really need to pay attention when you watch this show, right?
It's dense. Tina and Robert are brilliant writers, and it pays to listen and go back and watch again because you can miss something very quickly. But I enjoy how much they can pack into 22 minutes.
Well, they pack in, I mean, sprinkle in a bunch of celebs as well that just sort of appear, right? Chrissy Teigen, David Spade, Andy McDowell.
Yeah, we got very lucky. There's a lot of great ones to come as well. It gets better and better.
I've got to ask you about the physical comedy in terms of, you know, falling back off the chair or choking during a press conference. That just looks so much fun. Do you enjoy physical comedy?
Yeah, I think I definitely do. I grew up on Chris Farley, and, you know, I definitely do. I think Tina knows that about me and sort of tries to write towards it. Same thing with Robert. And I enjoy it. I like putting my body in harm's way.
Is it easier to work with that group of people then? Because, as you say, they know you, they know what you like, they know what you're good at?
I don't know if easier is the right word, but there is definitely a familiarity to it. You know, a lot of the... Tina runs her shows, like, and Robert, they run their shows like SNL. Like, you're expected to be pretty efficient, and I enjoy that. I've gotten used to that over... you know, 9 years on SNL, so it definitely helps. It's nice to be in that environment and not have it, the chaos of it being live. It's nice to have it with a modicum of pacing to it.
Could you imagine if Mr. Mayor was live? That, I mean, that's a fast pace. You'd be on the tip of your toes the whole time.
There's absolutely no way I would get through it. I couldn't memorize all those lines. No way. It's so good. I'm really glad that we get to perfect certain little bits and scenes because that's my favorite part of Tina's thing is there'll be a four-line joke that has nothing to do with the plot, but it'll still be great that it's executed there. I enjoy that.
Now, everybody who's shooting shows during, you know, lockdowns and quarantine or whatever we want to call it now, everybody's always asked how the shooting has changed. So how did you guys work through this production schedule when you were, you know, when there were so many restrictions in place?
I think like everyone else, slowly, carefully, and patiently. You know, we filmed a couple episodes before the lockdown, and then we... got locked down, didn't shoot anything for almost a year, maybe 9 months or a year, something like that, and got to know each other over Zoom, and then when we came back, yeah, it was a learning curve, you know, we just met these people, but we also had a rapport over Zoom and kind of knew each other more intimately than we would have if we hadn't had that time, so when we came back, it felt like a reunion for a show that hadn't started yet, and, but as far as all the COVID stuff goes, like, felt extremely safe, and you did it a lot slower, but it was also very efficient, and it's a very good crew. We still got done fast, even with all, you know, the testing and stuff was the longest part of it, and we would get to shoot and have a good time.
Yeah, you know, it's great to see that the entertainment world is sort of coming back now, gradually, in a sense.
Yeah, it sometimes feels silly with everything that's going on in the world, but you go, like, you know, it's there, it's entertainment's there to help people, too. You know, but...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it lets us forget about it.
Complain about anything in these times.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the antics the team is getting up to in the next couple of episodes?
A lot of great stuff. The next episode is an amazing one. This is like the last one we shot before the pandemic stuff, and then after that is all post-pandemic stuff. But gosh, I don't want to give anything away. It's all so good, but a lot of fun stuff. I think episode four and six are my favorites of the whole thing, just in my own personal opinion. But I'm trying to give you something without giving anything away. I don't want to ruin it.
Okay, how about okay?
For getting fired for spoilers.
Sure. Let me do this. Let me have you describe it. Aside from using words like funny, incredible. Give me one or two words to describe the episodes that'll make us look forward to it.
Wow. character progression.
Oh, all right.
I don't know.
See, that is spoiler adjacent. Can we call it that? Spoiler adjacent. Now we have to watch.
Good. I'm glad.
Yes. Well, we can focus on the past though. But I gotta say. Ted Danson high while in character. Do you think that's the same as Ted Danson high in real life? How much was acting?
Yes, I hope so. Yes, I think if I ever get the chance to smoke anything with Ted Danson, well, maybe not anything, but if I ever get a chance to smoke weed with Ted Danson, I'm going to take him up on it.
See, now this is the funny thing here, Bobby, is that if anybody hasn't seen the show, they have no idea what we're talking about.
Exactly, and I hope they don't.
But actually, there is some.
I'm kidding. I hope they do.
Absolutely, yeah. There is some truth to life. So when people watch the show and then they hear about the mayor's schedule, I'm sure people think, "Do mayors really do that? That can't be real." Now, here's the deal. When my dog died last year, the mayor of my hometown called into the show to send condolences. So mayors actually do have to do that kind of crap. It's very, very weird.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that now? Yeah, my dog wasn't a blogger.
Somebody heard that.
Yeah, my dog wasn't a blogger. He wasn't big into writing, but still a broadcast personality. What about SNL? Are you going to be heading back to SNL for any appearances in the future?
Yes, I'm going back every week. I don't know. It's funny. You hope for that call all the time ever since, you know, you left. At one point, I got a phone call saying, "Hey, are you around this weekend to come back?" And I was like, wow, I don't know if I want to fly during a pandemic right now, but then it was like, no, you know, we'll get you here, and it seems safe. I was like, oh, I should do it, and then it got cut, and you just go, oh, yeah, there it goes. There's that SNL feeling again. So I almost went back, but didn't happen. Hopefully sometime soon.
I was going to say...
Love that place. I would always love to go back.
When you said about going back week after week, I think that's called stalking, Bobby. I'm not sure that's allowed.
It works. It's fine.
You're in. You've gotten in there.
Exactly. I know some people.
But how... We've got to wrap this up, but how is it that it works with things like that? Did they write a character and say, okay, this is Bobby, and then call you up? Like, give us the inside scoop there.
I mean, I think, like, everything at SNL, it's like somebody has an idea, and a second later, it's in motion. It has the longevity that it does, and you hope for the best and hope it gets on, but yeah, I don't think there's many, like, very pre-planned ahead things at Saturday Night Live. I think a lot of it is just like, this would be funny in the moment, right? So I think that's how it happens.
We've always seen, you know, you and Seth Meyers talking about what goes on behind the scenes there and the different characters and sketches and things. Is there one celebrity you'd want to impersonate now that just you think, okay, that's totally me, I can totally do that, and it's got to be on SNL?
No, absolutely not. I think daily I'm so glad I never have to do impressions again. if I was on SNL right now, I think I would try to just play Ted Cruz and just point out how awful he is.
Well, you know, I'm a fellow Canadian like Lauren, so maybe I could make that. No, I couldn't. I couldn't make that happen. But we'll be watching Mr. Mayor. Bobby, when can we catch it on NBC?
Thursday nights at 8 p.m. on NBC.
All right, everybody.
7 p.m. Central. And you can catch it on Peacock for streaming.
As we always say, check your local listings, right? That's the old school way. Check your local listings, everybody. You'll find it.
Check your local listings. Yeah. Google it up.
Google it up. Bobby Moynihan, thanks so much for joining us today. It was great chatting with you.